Sean joins us, who's the president of Hope Spring Cancer Support Center located in KW, but serves all of Wellington County as well. I met Sean at an event called Massive Hope a few weeks ago, and I was so moved by him that I was like, you got to come on the show. Good morning, Sean.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
No, it was a great. I just want to say that the money went towards you guys. You're a nonprofit.
We are a nonprofit, yep.
Yeah, Hope Spring Cancer Support Center, nonprofit, committed to providing support and resources to all individuals affected by cancer. An important thing you told me that night was this is like kids to like seniors, right?
Anyone that comes to our door, we support them with free services.
That is amazing. And I don't know if enough people know about what you guys do there. We got into it a bit. As you know, my dad is in stage 4 cancer right now, and we're having some problems there. But it's estimated 2 in 5 Canadians will develop cancer in their lifetime. And it still remains by far the leading cause of cancer. Tell us about how Hope Spring came to be.
So Hope Spring actually is 30 years old. So we're celebrating our 30th anniversary this year.
Amazing.
We kind of joke and say we're like car insurance. It's good to have. Hopefully you never have to use.
Right.
Our programs. We work in partnership with our medical partners, all of the hospitals within the catchment area. There's 11 hospitals that we work with. And we provide the emotional, spiritual, mental and physical support. So those non-medical things, I'm sure you know, as all your listeners know, that no one has said a cancer journey is easy. Mm. And there are many hurdles and many silos in the system that affect people being able to really focus on their healing. And our whole mission and passion is to ensure that we have free support services and items and tools to help people get through their journey and create this really hopeful sort of beacon of light moment when they, enter the doors of Hope Spring, whether it's virtually or in person.
Now, you also have physical things that you can help people out with, right?
Yes. So some of our most popular programs are the wig and post-mastectomy camisole program.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And we also have a program for food for those who perhaps, the cost of cancer is so expensive that they need some other tools, disposable undergarments. Sometimes people have to have radiation done on the lower part of the body. They don't expect that they might need those disposable undergarments. We provide that. In the summer, we can provide sunscreen for free.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty amazing.
That is incredible. And I know we got into a conversation about the mental health of the caregivers that are taking care of their loved ones. Like my mom, 80 years old, so I'm getting kind of choked up. She is with my dad 24/7, 24 hours a day, cleaning, bathing, taking the pills, going to the doctor's appointments. And sometimes people just need that extra support too for their mental health.
Yeah, Hope Springs, a very, very popular program, is our counseling program, where we have very specific counselors who have key education and knowledge power around. Mm. Perhaps it's trauma or bereavement, mm. or maybe it's child support, etc. And we offer that virtually and in person, so we can touch really anyone, no matter where they're at in their journey, whether they have cancer or not. And if they do have cancer and they can't get out of bed, they can take it by phone or by Zoom. So that's sort of a great way in which we can expand and help people wherever they're at.
This is wonderful. And you are actually looking for space in Wellington County.
Yeah, we serve a huge catchment area, and we are always looking for what we call hopesters, which are really the spokespeople within, sort of each region or each city or town, who can really advocate for those free services that we offer. It is the biggest secret. And we are so busy. We serve up to 5,000 people a year.
Wow.
And about 95 cents on the dollar that's donated to Hope Spring goes directly to the programs. So we purposely don't do a good job on our marketing and promotion because we are so busy helping people going through their cancer journey. So having these volunteers and these hopesters and or community space, or somebody has a business where, a support group could take place, or that wigs and camisoles could be like a depot where people could pick up, in Wellington or Perth counties, would be phenomenal.
Oh, I love this. Okay. And for the people and families that need help, what are the first steps to take to get in touch with you guys?
So they can reach us via website, which is www.hopespring.ca. They can navigate our website. There are areas that you can click in order to sign up as a member, and you can choose programs. You can also phone us at 519-742-HOPE, H-O-P-E, mm-hmm. which is 4673. And they can leave a message, and then our volunteer coordinator, Noelia, or someone else on our team will reach out and work through the initial process of understanding what, you know, the needs are, you know, what your wishes are. Is it you? Is it, you know, a caregiver? Is it a family member? Is it a child? And then we help to navigate you to get what you need when you need it.
Well, this is just unbelievable. Thank you for all the wonderful things you and your team are doing. And of course, all that information, get in touch with Sean. You can email me to billy@thegrand101.com if you need any further direction. Sean, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Oh, thanks, Billy, for this opportunity. It means the world to us.
Billy and Friends. Weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. The Grand at 101.